Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Slime Monster Surprise. This file will have you attacked by a slime monster from a rather unexpected source. You know that feeling when you're looking for something? Something that you know you're supposed to still have. There's no way that you threw it away years ago. That feeling when you're going through your place, all the different corners and crevices where it could be, looking behind and underneath things, looking everywhere and anywhere to find it. You know that feeling when it gets more difficult as well, when you really have to focus and think about where you put it, where you used it last. I'm sure that you could easily imagine searching, being in a state of mind of focus, and wondering where. What's also surprising is when you begin searching, when you start to look in all those places where you don't look every day, you begin to notice things, items that you thought you didn't have anymore, or maybe even things where you don't remember how you got them. It can be quite the adventure and curious journey at times. It's at a moment like that that you found it. A smallish glass jar, completely transparent, no label, with an old metal lid. And while the lid was perhaps somewhat rusted, it was the inside of the jar that drew your attention. Because no matter how much or how little light you had around you, it almost seemed to glow from within. Inside there was some kind of slimy substance. It had a very vibrant color. It looked kind of nice and fascinating in a way. But unfortunately, the lid of the jar appeared to be stuck. I don't think you could remember when or where you got it. However, curiosity was slowly beginning to rise. The more you tried to undo the lid, the more you became curious about what's inside. At some point you could even feel it give away a little bit, turning just enough to give you hope that it would open. I wonder how deeply you'd be focused on the lid, on the jar, almost forgetting about everything else, purely focused on this strange thing in your hands. And the more you turn it, the more it opens up to you. As soon as the lid is giving away a little more, you begin to notice a strange smell, kind of sweet and, well, not quite fruity, but there's something else inside that smells rather good. Fascinated, curious. The jar was almost open. The slime inside sticking to the bottom almost perfectly. Even with all the twisting and turning and looking at it from different angles, it just kept in place. And as you finally turn the lid a little more, it opens and a waft of scent comes out. It smells really nice. It's not like a perfume or a flower, it's more like food, and at the same time you know that you shouldn't try anything with this. The color of it is enough warning to, well, not taste it, but maybe you can touch just a little. When you reach with your finger inside the jar, just for a moment it looks like the slime is reaching back for you. And as soon as your finger touches the cold, wet surface, you get so deeply focused, and a strange shiver goes from your fingertip all the way down your arm and down your spine. And when you pull your finger back, you realize that all of it is stuck to your finger, and it's moving. Slowly growing, spreading, the strange cool sensation spreads over your whole finger, wrapping around it as if someone gently suckling on your fingertips. And the more you move your hands, the more it spreads, and if you try inevitably to take it off with your other hand, it also sticks to that and sticks your hands together. It doesn't separate, it just becomes bigger and bigger, growing around you and next to you. The strange cool edge of the slime creeps along your skin. It goes over your hand and causes a pleasant tingling all down your fingers, while it moves further along your wrists. Having hold of both your hands makes it easy to just slide along your skin. Any clothing is simply ignored as it goes underneath and spreads further and further. There's a strange waving sensation from the depths of the slime. Your fingers almost feel like they're being sucked on, suckled on, pleasured and teased. It feels kind of nice and tingly, while the slime goes further over your arm, just covering you. Any clothes are just pushed aside, almost torn without effort, just moved aside as if nothing, while it continues all the way up your arm. It's slowly reaching your upper arm and moving towards your shoulder. The scent is so powerful now, growing all around you, and the strange pulsing pleasure of the surface is moving down and up your arm, moving so pleasantly, deeply inside of your skin. Your shoulders are feeling so cold, that strange, slippery, slimy coolness is spreading over your shoulder blades, going all the way down your spine, covering the front and the back of your chest. And as they move over, the pulsing just continues to spread all the way over your arms, going down your shoulders, down your back. And it covers your neck, and it grows so big that your whole body is beginning to get covered piece by piece. You can still feel the strange pulsing as it envelops and undresses you easily, pushing clothes aside as if they are nothing, and then slowly shaping over your and melting around the front as well. Your legs becoming entangled with the slime as the strange cool sensation just stays right below your neck, teasing you a little bit with not yet drowning you in pleasure, and teasing you with waves of pulsing sensations that go from your fingertips all the way to your shoulders, then down your spine and across your chest, touching all the sensitive places and ending with waves down between your legs. And as your legs feel the chill moving down your knees, slowly along your skin until you get covered all the way down, the pulsing suddenly changes. It gets softer and softer as the temperature slowly adjusts to your body. Your feet feel a strange tickling sensation until they're covered completely. With your neck, you can feel the edge of the slime going higher. It's leaving your face free while it slowly covers the back of your head, sliding around and between and covering everything so you cannot hear anything but the slow sound of the slime covering you. Then the pulsing begins anew, this time starting right there in the center between your legs, pulsing first outward, and then inward, outward, and then inward. It's almost as if the slime is exploring your body, teasing you to find out different places. And you can feel a strange pressure down there, teasing as if something harder is forming, slowly growing from the slime and beginning to enter you. In so many places, it's teasing you at once, pulsing along you and flowing over your skin. Every wave is just slowly erasing your will, melting your mind in a blissful explosion of pleasure that seems to caress and tease, pull and slide, penetrate and tempt. The slime stays away from your eyes, your nose, and your lips, almost as if it wants you to see yourself, to feel yourself, to experience your slow and inevitable decline into the pleasurable torture and torment and sensations that defy explanation. The pulsing waves keep making you want more. The slow, teasing echoes of the waves keep pulling you back down. Sometimes the waves start in your mind and travel all the way down, down your spine. And then from the center of your body, between your legs, a strong pulse moves outward with immense power and pleasure, going all the way to the tips of your fingers and toes, only to be reflected back again. And together with those sensation, penetration, and deep suckling, tempting feelings just move and melt your mind even more. You can barely move with the slime heavy around you. It's so warm now, it feels so overwhelmingly intense. The smell is everywhere, and you can feel it driving you more and more delirious, deliciously insane with pleasure. When you slowly try to move your fingers, the inevitability of your predicament slowly settles. When you try to move your legs, you notice that they no longer listen to you. As you continue to be pleasured, pleased, teased, waves of pulsing need, as your thoughts have been freed and flutter away. From the outside, you are completely covered in a thick, powerful slime that is teasing with firm pieces, penetrating deep. And it can change its shape at will, forming, growing, pressing, stretching, reaching so deep as to be depraved. It just wants, needs, melts your mind. Sometimes you can feel little drops, as if rain is falling on your skin, little ripples that travel from each and every impact to another place. Ripples of pleasure, of want, of need, growing so strong. The alternating sensations of the slime around you can just drive. And something even stranger is happening. It's almost as if it's being absorbed by your skin. You can feel how the sensations are getting deeper and deeper, and the layer of slime over your body is thinning out. It's massaging you from the inside out, waving and pulsing over your skin, slowly being absorbed until there's nothing left. But it's not gone. It's teasing. It's barely possible to perceive it on the outside anymore. It is strangely soaked into your body, leaving your skin slightly shiny and extremely soft to the touch. You can slowly move again, and any touch just feels so sensitive now. Whenever you're forgetting to think for a moment, the slime teases you just a little, enough to keep you aware of its presence, enough to help you remember what it is. And yet, I don't know if you do remember the jar, placing it there, wanting to find it again. Did you put it there? Inside of you, you still feel strange sensations, sometimes so soft that they're mere suggestions of teasing, other times much more palpable. In a moment, I'm going to count you up. It will still be there. 1, 2, slowly waking. 3, 4, more aware. 5, 6, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake. And 9, 10, awake.